Okay, so this video is definitely not going to be long because this is just going to be really a side note into a video that I did make. I just haven't posted it yet, where I roasted this other old bitch. She's about 30, 32, just like this bitch you see on the screen right now. Because see this, now, because another reason why this is going to be a short video, because this is really going to be a shout out to Donovan Sharp, because I just watched a post that he had about this woman that has an article that's titled "Suddenly Too Old for the Men in My Age" by Francesca Ceretella. I guess that's how you pronounce her name. She has a pretty name. And so this is her. This is Francesca Ceretella. You know, this bitch right here, you know, she's a good looking girl at 32, but she's a good look. You know, she kept her body in shape. She went to Harvard. She graduated, like, you know, some summa cum laude or whatever the fuck that shit is. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this hoe, that's her on the right. If that's her mom on the left, then she has a, you know, she has a relatively good outlook. Her mom, I mean, she her you could tell her mom's old, but you know, she's not the worst looking mother on the planet. So, you know, she's definitely not, unless she, you know, gets hooked on drugs or something, she's not gonna age horrifically bad. But the reason I wanted to make this video, because I wanted to dive deeper into why it never really ends well for women after 27, 28, 29. Because I'm going to put a link in the article. I'm going to put a link in the description for her article, for her problems of being too old for the dating market. Well, she says she's 32, so she's probably like 35, 36 for real. Because you know how women lie about this. They lie about anything that can deduce their value at all. Because like the Entrepreneurs and Cars guy said, women love value. You know, everything they do is for value, and everything men do is really for love. But we just get kind of like, you know, we get thrust into this life of, you know, having to work with shit. But that's the reality. So women like this, it's almost as if, well, no, it's, it, no, it, this is fact. Pretty much everything that makes women like divas and queens and shit at 19, 20, 21 ends up being their curse after 27, 28, 29. And I'm going to explain why. Okay. When a woman is, you know, when a woman is pretty, when a woman is beautiful, when a woman is, you know, da 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 this and that, you know, she's going to college, whatever, you know, that is queen diva shit to, you know, as a woman, you know, if she could be single or with a man, you know, it's still queen diva shit. But when they get older, there's a reason why a man's not staying around them. There's a reason why, you know, any man who's thinking clearly and is sane and has any self-confidence when he's 30 and he sees women like this walking around single and can't keep a man and have to write articles on the internet about how they're in online dating, which I've clearly stated my views on online dating, you know, minus coronavirus. You know, when shit's normal, never touch online dating, man. Like that by the time a woman has to go to online dating, she is the fucked up of the fucked up. Okay? But see, when women like this have to do that after 27, 28, 29, she is screaming, "I'm fucked up." And the thing is, so let's say best case scenario, right? The best case scenario. Let's say if this Francesca girl gets approached by what they call, why by what women call a high value man, right? Let's say she gets approached by him and she looks like this. She looks her best, which I think she's a good looking woman. But the reality of it is, if a man is going to be comfortable enough to walk up and approach her and talk to her while she looks this good, that means he's comfortable talking to a 25-year-old who looks this good. And which one would any man rather, a 35-year-old or a 25-year-old who looks like this? Which one would you rather, a 35-year-old woman who looked like this or a 25-year-old woman who looked like this, who looked exactly the same? You would go with the 25-year-old. This is why it never, like, the reality of it never ends well. And the part, the next part is, women know, the women have a constant wheel spinning in their head, keeping track of the worth and value of everything in the room and the respected thing that goes along with it, right? They always keep this going in their heads at all times. So she knows she's getting older. She doesn't want to admit it. She doesn't want to, she doesn't want to, She doesn't want to talk about it as fact. She'll just keep playing age number games. And if men date 25-year-olds and they're pedophiles now and all, you know, she'll do all that. But this woman knows when she's sitting alone in her bedroom crying herself with a glass of wine and tissues, eating buffalo burgers and coffee cakes. She is sitting down crying her eyeballs out because she's done. Her age alone is going to fuck her up. Okay, even if she still physically looks good, if a guy is going to come up and approach her, then he feels comfortable approaching a 25-year-old who's going to look like her, or even a little less, or maybe even a little better. Now, the other reason why it's bad is going to be this. She knows her value has dropped, right? So, this and pay attention, because this is where women end up in complete misery for the rest of their lives. Every woman, if her mom on the left did the same thing, she did the same thing. Every woman, once they end up in these age brackets and have to get married after 27, 28, 29, 30, every woman knows this is true. She just doesn't want to say it because she tries to keep feeling this Cinderella happy ever after story, okay? Woman knows her value. She knows her value dropped after 27, 28. So she knows that any man who will happily take her on must be of lower value. Why? Because she is now of lower value. So the woman now has to weigh her options. Do I just keep living alone and all my friends are married and have kids and now I'm just alone with my cat's wine and buffalo burgers and prescription medications? Or do I get with this guy who must be clearly low value because he's fucking with me and just settle down with this guy? She will never want, if a woman over 28, 29, 30, and or a single mother woman will never love you. If you met her in those age brackets, that woman will never truly, you are not what she wanted. You can't be. Okay, in her eyes, you can never be that. Because she knows her value, so she knows the guy who fucks with her must be of lesser value, which no woman wants a man of lesser value. You see what I'm saying? They are destined. These women are destined to be fucked up, and the prettier they are, the worse it is. Like I said earlier, with this girl right here, if a man feels comfortable approaching a bitch who looks like this. You know what I'm saying? Let's get one. If a man feels comfortable approaching a bitch who looks like this, went to Harvard, you know, has a degree, she makes her own money, has her own place, has her own car. If a man feels comfortable walking up to that, he feels comfortable walking up to a better quality woman. When I say better quality woman, I mean feminine, more submissive. This woman, I guarantee you, this woman is hell to be around because she's strong. She's independent. She's got feminism pulsing through her veins because she's a cold-blooded woman in the workforce. No man wants that shit, but feminism hyped their heads up, and they think that men want it. You know who wants it? And you know what it said? Okay, the men who do want it? The men who want it are the beta soy boys sitting with you drinking chocomocha lattes at Starbucks. You know, those men that you don't want to fuck. The men who you just sit around and kill time with so you don't have to go home and sit around and think why the men you want don't want you anymore. Those are the men who want you. It's not the men who's going to fuck you like you're a piece of fucking trash and choke you and spit on you, because that's what these women really want. Those men don't want you. I mean, they may take you for a night or two, but they ain't trying to sit up with you. The guys who want this, the guys who want women who end up in these boats are those soy boy softies. The ones who try to caress you. You know, all that shit that you thought you wanted, all that shit that she thought she wanted from watching the movies and then she experienced it in real life and figured out she actually hated it. That's what it set her up for. These women are fucked. Like, it never ends well. And I say this when I'm going to post another video, man, where I roasted this Asian girl on YouTube. She's real popular, too. The reason I haven't posted it is because I'm pretty sure it's going to get me taken down off YouTube. Because she's one of them beloved women on Facebook. And I roasted her ass hard. But man, like it with women like this, when by the time they end up 30 and looking good, the reality of it is, man, these women are better off. Their overall quality of life would be better. And this is gonna sound fucked up, but hear me out on this. Their overall quality of life would get better if they just went ahead and just gained 100, 150 pounds, got off that high horse of like, because she knows she's skinny. She knows she's pretty. She knows she puts on her makeup well. She knows exactly what she looks like in this picture. And she knows the dream that she's trying to sell to herself by how she looks in this picture. And in doing this, she's in turn putting herself, she's putting herself on so high of a pedestal that she's just going to keep losing. Like I said, okay, if a man, if a genuinely respectable man comes up and approaches her, okay, he's going to go approach a 25-year-old, a 23-year-old, you know, a better, you know, a younger version of you, a more submissive version of you, a better looking, younger, submissive version of you. It just, see, the success, what makes them successful at, you know, relatively at 23, 24, 25, you know, look at this picture. What makes her, you know, when she was 23, 24, 25, she was, you know, she was queen. She was getting a little older at 24, 25, but she was a queen. She made the bitch went to Harvard and all that, and she looks like that. What more do you want at 23? At 33, it's not looking good. Because, okay, if you look like this, you went to Harvard, and you still can't keep a man, and you look like this, what is wrong with you? Something's got to be broken in you. And it's so deep, she probably don't even know what it is. Okay? It would be better at this point in her life, at 35, because she's probably like 35, 36 for real. She wrote 32 on the article I'm going to put in the link in the description. So she's probably like 35, 36 for real. What would be better for her and women like this is if they just go ahead and gain 150 pounds, get off that high horse of being, you know, being skinny with makeup and, you know, still living this Cinderella dream bullshit because she can wear a size zero or size two, and just go ahead and get fat, come off that high horse, come off these impossible requirements, and, you know, lower that self-esteem a bit, because it's the reality. The only time a woman acts like she has sense is when she's been humbled. And how do women get humbled? When their self-esteem takes a hit. That's how you humble them. Women like this need to, but even the deeper sad part of the reality is this. She did something that she can't fix, given the context of her situation. She went to Harvard. She can always grow back and grab onto that and say, I'm worth more because I went to Harvard. See, that for women like this, that is the deep, like, that's what damages them even more. Women do not handle power well. They do not handle strengths well. They don't handle it well. But like I said, her and the other girl I roasted, Anna Akana, whatever that bitch, the Asian girl, she had a role in Avengers. And she's like loved on YouTube. I roasted her because she's still chasing Chad at 32. That girl went to therapy and had to go to self-help classes and read books and shit. And all of that at the end of the video I'm going to post later was because that whole struggle and fight was to get Chad to come back and to devote himself to her. These women are sick. By the time they hit 30 and can't keep a man, It's more of a red flag when they're this pretty and can't keep a man. Something's wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. This is not cute. This is no. But see, what every woman has a running movie script in her head that she's the leader of shit. She's the main character, and then she just waiting for her prince to come along. And women end up 50, 60, 70 years old. Some of them are that mentally fucked up to where they can keep selling themselves this dream. This is sad. This is sad. She can't keep a man. Okay, so this is probably like a more realistic picture. But she's still not a bad looking girl, because that looks like her mom too. So yeah, they airbrushed and makeup the fuck out of them in the picture I had up here. But she's still not horrible though. That's her on the left. She's still not a horrible girl. I think everybody can agree. She's not a horrible looking woman, but she's just old now. And her requirement's going to be too high because she's old. Like I said, even with how she looks in this picture, because this is a more real, probably a more realistic picture. Because going from this to this, yeah, they definitely airbrushed the fuck out of this. That's not her. You see, this is a more realistic picture too. Even if that is her on the left, she's still not a horrible looking woman. But if a man feels comfortable coming up and hollering at her, looking how she does on the left, a man will go and find something 8-10 years younger than her. And do you know what her next step and hatred of reality is? All men are going to be pedophiles because they don't want her old ass anymore. That's the next step. Men want children now because they don't want her old ass anymore. Now, she looking a little rough in this one. Yeah, that's her. I can recognize the mom still, but yeah, she look a little rough. if I had to guess, she probably hit the wall. Because this picture just verified to me, yeah, she probably didn't hit the wall since that article was written. Or some of these pictures are older, photoshopped. But even with that, if a man could go up and approach something like that, you could find something like that that's 24. It never ends well, man. Like I said, the best way for these women to get some respect, to be, you know, happy in life, is going to go completely against everything they know. It's going to be to go out and just gain a bunch of weight, to knock their ass off their high horse. Because as long as she's at least a little skinny, as long as she's at least a little skinny and has some long hair, like here on the right, as long as she has at least a little bit of that, her requirements are going to be way too high. Why? Because she learned that men like skinny women with long hair that are youthful. Now, and as long as she can keep piling on makeup, she can fake the youth. But it's going to come to a point where she's just going to age. She's just going to turn to her mom. Her mom just aged. It just is what it is. I'm not making fun of her for aging, but that's just the reality. Her mother just aged, and makeup just can't fix that shit. But yeah, man, that's the video. So I'm gonna put a link to her article in it, and I'll put a link to Donovan Sharp shit too, because I'm pretty much just biting all his shit right now. Anyway, yeah, definitely go check out Donovan Sharp shit, man, because I think he's fucking hilarious, man. This is the video.